Good morning, New Eden. Today is December 17th, 2023, and this is the Federation Frontline Report. My name is Frozen Fallout, and I will be your host today, and my co-host is Samson.
Good morning, New Eden. How y'all doing out there?
Yeah, things have been interesting in the war zone. There was a huge event that took place this week. Other than that, there's more incursions into the war zone that have been happening. Oh, and let me get something here.
Very stealthy.
Uh-huh. Forgot my hat.
Yeah. You know, wearing the hat, Frozen, you gotta wear the hat. Alrighty. But yeah.
Sorry about that.
Now you're appropriately there we go. Attired.
But yeah, so the war zone is continuing. Like the pirates just are dominating the war zone when it comes to their own area. But there's a lot of like contention about people saying, you know, that they need to slow the fuck down and cause more chaos, you know, for a longer period of time. And the winning side is the one that gets hit the most, just because, at the very least, because they have more space to be hit. But also, I think there's a slider that kind of, from what I heard, maybe it's just a rumor that the people that are winning the war zones get hit harder by the incursions and are focused more on them. So it's we have seen that the Kaldari have been hit quite often, and some of their high sec has gone to low sec. They have finally put in the, you know, like, and this has been for a while now, that there's a warning. It's like, hey, this place is now low sec. You sure you want to go here? No longer high sec, or it's 0.0 when it was low sec. But some people want that corruption to be spread bigger and longer, because you only need to get to level 3 in order to start spreading corruption. Mm-hmm. But they've been getting pushed to level 5. But money is the driver that is, like, not only is this a flashy new thing, it's a lot of money. Like, there's a lot of money just pouring out of this activities that are happening here. I finally was able to do one of the Roycule sites. So,
Roycule sites?
Yeah, like saving a Roycule.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's actually kind of interesting. Because you just go in, you have to, like, kill a bunch of rats, and, it's kind of like a little PvE site that's not that hard. But it's, you know, you need to have a little bit of tank and definitely some DPS, but it's easily doable by like 5 or 6 people. And it's like a max of 15 or something like that. And the LP payout is really good. Like close to doing a battlefield. Like 1/5 the time requirement, you know. And so people have been making a lot of money off of doing them with small groups. And that was a lot of fun doing that. So that was one incentive that I saw, but it's way more incentive if your LP was worth 3 times what it was now, right? I mean, can you imagine? We've got the holidays coming on up. You doing anything for the holidays?
The alcohol holidays.
Oh, hoo.
I mean, you know, family in town, stuff like that. But as far as gaming is concerned, I want to try to put out some more, you know, fleets stuff for the time that I have off, some of it at least. Say I want to come back with a vengeance. Not an actual vengeance, because, like, they're still not viable. But, like, you know, figuratively speaking, come back with a vengeance to get more of our, you know, our network fleets and more of our Spectre fleets, and just more, you know, more killing in general. What about you, Frozen?
So, I don't really have very much planned out at this point in time. I'm still seeing what the family wants to do and stuff like that, and I might just kind of relax and take, you know, the holidays off. And in that case, yeah. I need to, you know, I'm going to come out and do some EVE Online Murder Fest. I need to do the same thing. I want to come out and need to do some more Spectre Fleets and get involved in more of the network fleets and mercenary contracts and murder fests that needs to be had in the galaxy.
I'm still interested in how it is interesting and awesome to get paid ISK to basically do what I would already do.
Right.
from so many different sources now. It's freaking awesome. I logged in this morning and I saw my balance and was like, what the hell? Why do I have so much ISK? But you know, being a mercenary, being an FC, Spectre FC, you know, apparently that has benefits.
Yeah, payouts. But speaking of mayhem and carnage and destruction in the galaxy, we have a special event that just took place on Saturday, and I think we're gonna do a little bit of a deep dive on it. We're gonna give you guys, of course, the only true perspective, the best perspective,
the Galente perspective. Not just the Galente perspective, but the Federation frontline perspective. Only news source, your only faction warfare news source, the best faction warfare news source. What was that, Frozen?
I also have, firsthand, eyewitness testimony to give as a reporter on the front line with a gun Frozen and a was camera.
On the front line.
Yep.
Frozen was on the front line with some large rail guns on a Megathron Navy. So, the AAR, or I'm not sure what that stands for.
After Action Report.
Okay, that's it for Action. Okay. After Action Report for Faction Warfare Face-Off, 200 billion ISK killed, subcapital brawl, zero tie-dye. There was zero tie-dye?
Yeah, there was really no tie-dye. It was kind of crazy.
I was a little confused. I saw tie-dye and I didn't realize that it said zero right there. But so I'm just going to run through this really quick, and then we'll go through the battle report and Frozen's firsthand experience. So, after months of planning and organization from all the military forces, I'm assuming that this person's Galente.
Yes.
Because the Galente were the one that initiated this. We were able to have the first annual Faction Warfare Face-Off. A year ago, LoSEC was nothing but a dust bowl. The meta was stale and necessary changes were needed. A year from now, LoSEC is the most vibrant area of space in the game currently. As such, this six-way brawl was to celebrate the success of the Uprising expansion and show everyone that LoSEC is a smoldering fire where upwards of 800 people in system will go to a large plex and fight each other for fun. Below is the Galente Militia After Action Report, which we'll get to after the rest of this summary here. However, there's a big shout-outs have to go towards the organization and coordinators of this fleet. They made it happen, and the amount of work that went into the new yearly FW Big Showdown event will hopefully occur every year with the goal of swapping ships and area rules and areas of the game. Thank you for everyone who attended. It was nothing but a success. Smiley face. At the beginning, the Galente Militia decided to humbly donate a Haw Moros Navy to symbolize the beginning of the fight. Once the Moros Navy that warped in at zero died, we decided to kick off the fight. We began to fight the Mimitar fleet, and soon after Snuff showed up, we decided to switch on to the Snuff fleet before going back. However, I want to say that this was the largest joint Galente fleet that has been seen in years. We peaked at 90 rail Megathron Navy issues. Almost 100 Navy Megas. We slowly were losing battleships after fighting in Minmil, Snuff, SC, and Amar as we went from 9 DBS to 50, but it was absolutely worth it. As the fight continued, many various groups showed up onto the large Navy 5. We had an absolute blast, and many of the other groups did as well. Slugging it out against everyone was a ton of fun, and that was the entire point of the event. To celebrate that, the growth of Faction Warfare has demonstrated in LoSEC and LoSec entirely. Overall, we were extremely happy how the event went to see so many content creators, CCP, which I didn't know CCP was there, and even faces that, excuse me, have not played in a long time demonstrate that LoSec is still burning a bright flame. However, more work is necessary to make this sustainable. CCP, please reinstate LP transfers, as LP is all militia's primary income source. It is necessary for sustainable growth for newer and older militia alliances and organizations. These fights occur because we had access to those resources, and reinstating them will make these fights occur more frequently. LP transfers reinstated means a flourishing LoSec. Thank you. I don't know how you feel about that, but we can discuss that in a minute here. But signing off, we hope to see everyone next year as we look forward to doing this as a tradition in LoSec. Our plan is to set the next fight in AUGA and make it Battlecruisers and below. See you next December. So, do you have an opinion about reinstating LP transfers?
I think that reinstating LP transfers is a good idea. I think the one thing is that it's interesting to see what will happen with pirate LP at that point. I think that it was good before pirate LP was introduced, and I'm not sure exactly how that goes into the equation, which is kind of why they pulled it back from being.
What is LP transfer?
So that's the ability for people to move their LP to another corporation, and so you could sell LP, basically. And so it created a system that allowed for this. There's some holes in it. It needs to be better set up.
Diggy diggy hole, Red.
Let's take a look at the numbers here of this battle. So we have on Team A is snuffed out, and they had about 83 characters that were participating that got onto a kill mill or killed something. So they had more than that that were Logi support that were never going to get on a kill mill or die. But this is, you know, a decent concept of kind of what they got. They lost about 18 billion ISK. They have about a 90% efficiency. They lost 39 ships. And they inflicted 5 million damage. And structure, I don't know why that always seems to have something here, but with structure, I don't know. Anyways, moving on.
The structures. Somebody smart bomb an Athener? What was that?
So... snuffed out, mainly comprising the most of this group with, 58 participants, and then they've kind of got, like, Deepwater Hooligans, and they kind of mashed them all together into one group here. And so there's a bunch of little guys kind of all mashing together here. But they did have a smaller group for sure, and they did come in with some strong... Logi, that each Logi was worth like 1.2 billion or something like that, or let's see here, if you scroll down.
Yeah, the Logis were really expensive.
1.27, 1.22, 1.29.
Yeah, the Scimitars, yep. they had ridiculously like all blue reppers. But actually before we continue on there, really quick, I want to just point out that the totals for the entirety of everything, at least according to this battle report, was 199.6 billion ISK lost, 866 pilots involved, 1,208, that's 1,208 kill males generated. That's a lot. I don't know what the views means.
I think that's how many times, this is how many times people have viewed this page.
This battle report? Okay, yeah. So this battle report has been viewed 1,434 times.
This is interesting. So they have, like, it was about a three-hour long event, give or take. Damage structure isn't the damage to infrastructure hubs when flipping systems. Yeah, I have no idea what that damage structure means. I mean, I'm guessing it has to do with any anchorable structures getting damage. I don't know why there was damage being done to anchorable structures, but there was, apparently. Excuse me. Anyways.
People accidentally shooting things, I don't know.
Who knows? But yeah, this is, you know, mainly, so this is what the, Snuffed Out brought here was mainly, like, they had a couple Thundershilds in this, so the thing about that was really interesting. It was, like, getting long-range smart-bombed all the time, so your shields just kept on getting hit, and so a lot of people were panic, broadcasting when they were just taking regular damage.
Because of the Thunder Childs hitting everybody.
So that was
chain lightning.
That was kind of effective in to a certain degree, I think. The nightmares were very effective. We couldn't really kill very many of the nightmares.
It's like one went down.
We did get two, a Thunder Child. Yep, two nightmares. We were able to start bringing down scimitars, though, and these scimitars are all 1.2 billionish, you know, and so
yeah, these are ridiculous.
That this, was this, yeah, some 1.2,
wins. 1.2, 1.2, 1.2.
Yep.
Because they're all. If you take a, I don't know if you can. Can you look at the? No. But yeah, they were ridiculously fit.
Alright, so that was Team A. Let's take a look at Team B.
Team B is the Mimitar.
Yep, so Urshakan, Mimitar Fleet Alliance, Broden's Call, and Phoenix Naval Systems, Die Borg Das Wurmensins, Electus Matari.
Die Borg Das Wurmensins? Yeah, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Weaponized Autism, Elite Poppers. So these guys kind of all got together here, and this was something that we were able to actually do pretty well against. So my memory of this is that, you know, they talked about that special commissary Moros Navy issue that they put out there. So as soon as we landed in our Navy Megas, it disappeared. Like, I did not even get to lock the Moros before it exploded.
Did any of us shoot it?
Some of us, but not very many, because almost all of us were in warp, and a lot of people said that, like, as they were trying to lock it, it was like, this target is invulnerable because it was getting blown up. The leg was really smooth. You know, like, I was playing in 2K full graphics. I did turn off sound. I should have turned sound back on. I got a couple like snippets of recordings that I took here and there, and it was really good. It was a lot of fun. But the first thing that happened was that, like, we just had to try and... We were trying to, like, deal with Snuffed in the beginning, and we just couldn't break them. Like, we could break, like, a couple things here and there that we could catch off guard. But then the Mimitar came in with these Typhoon Fleet issues. And oh man, like, that was great, because they were killing some of us, but we were killing some of them, and we just started trading. We were trading very favorably, as if what it felt like.
We had lost a lot of Typhoons.
Yeah.
But so, some rocks as well.
So they came, like, right on top of us. And so we, you know, we were able to... Without going after most of their Logi, like, there was a lot of Logi that they had that we didn't go after. We took down some of their Logi, but for the most part, we were able to just plow right through. And as that was going on, Team C arrives, and Team C is the Amar. On top of this is mostly Pandemic Horde.
There's Kaldari.
There's Kaldari lumped into this, and then Amar as well that are lumped into this. It looks like there's...
Yeah, I heard that the Kaldari didn't really participate that much. So these are just like the ones that decided to, I guess.
Right, so there was a Loki fleet, and there was a Abaddon fleet. And they came in, the Abaddons, we just started eating up the Abaddons as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of Abaddons that are gone. Just red. Red across the board.
And then the Galente, so the Team B lost, what, 58 billion ISK? 58.15.
Yep.
They had a 70% efficiency. They lost 258 ships. 8 million damage put out there. And then there's the Amar Pandemic Horde Shadow Cartel.
Amalgamation.
Amalgamation. Which I think that this kind of represents it proper. I think they were all on the same side here. So these guys had 47 billion is worth of losses, 76% efficiency, and they lost 608 ships. 608. Jeez.
That's a lot.
What? I think that's got to be wrong.
Oh, let's take a look. Excuse me.
That can't. That doesn't. Not what I'm seeing when I scroll.
Look at all these stabbers.
Yeah, but the Galente only lost 300. Oh, wait. Is it going farther for you? Oh, I see what you're saying. If you expand,
there's a ton of small ships.
Oh my god, yeah. There's a ton of small.
Like an ass load. There's a lot of griffins and thrashers and corms.
Like they just kind of meshed everybody together. That was not
lots of thrasher fleets. Yeah.
So the Amar probably didn't get hit that hard. Actually, the Galente got pretty hard. But you have to subtract 15 billion off of this, so it's more like 60 billion. 62% efficiency, 303 ships lost, 7 million. Damage inflicted, and then CCPs was in our fleet. That was kind of cool. Yeah, it was interesting because we had like split comms, you know, people that weren't allowed in sedition comms, and they're on TS3, we're on Discord. So we did have a little bit of a split of communication. One fleet, though, so we all just followed broadcasts, but...
Mm-hmm. Fun. That's big. That's a big one.
Yeah, it's, you know, really surprising how well the servers held up. After the Amar came in, we were able to push them off, and then it was fighting, basically snuffed out's group, and I ended up getting blown up once, overall I got blown up twice in two Navy issues that were handed out to me, so it wasn't a hit to my pocketbook, but it was my kill board. Like, looks like I've taken some pretty big hits right now, but I got on a lot of kills. So it all together, I mean, 100% worth it, because I didn't actually take any loss for real to do this. But they definitely had smart bombers on gates and stuff like that. They were trying to catch pods. They caught my pod, but I had nothing in it, so that was kind of nice. I was like, aha, well, little did you know,
I just had nothing home in faster. Me.
Yep. But yeah, it was pretty epic. In the end, yeah, it was just basically fighting stuff from what I was participating in. Now, I don't know exactly, because I probably only stayed for about 2 hours. There might have been more that happened after that. Yeah, but the last that we had was, like, we I got blown up, and the rest of the fleet was running out of cap chargers, and that we were running low on cap. And so they reformed, got everybody capped back up, and everybody with new cap chargers. I got a new ship. We went back out. We fought with Snuff, and I ended up losing another ship not too long after that.
This is a screenshot of a mega Navy ball.
Yes. Yep, that was pretty good.
Some of this stuff was shared in our Discord, and it's pretty sick. Here's one that's got, you can actually see the icons and stuff. And here's this one's a fucking mess. This is like the battlefield.
Yes. Yeah, battlefield was a little chaotic. Overall, really fun. I hope that they do these kind of events again. People were handing out ships. Like they said, they got up to like 100, almost 100 Navy Megathrons, and that was because people were just handing out tons of these ships. And they were not cheap Megathrons. Like, they were kind of blingy, fun, little, like, throw out, have good times. And, yeah, I'd do it again for sure.
I'm sad I missed it, but looks like it was fun at least. Like I said, I was shocked that CCP was involved, so maybe they got to be more involved in these kinds of things for faction warfare. Because this is the first faction warfare event that's this big. I think I've never.
Yeah, this is pretty big. There's, you know, it wasn't faction warfare, but there's the, you know, frigate face-off kind of thing that's kind
yeah,
of huge.
So as far as player run, the frigate free-for-all run by Stay Frosty and them, that one's awesome too. But that's all frigates. And I look forward to smart bombing them in a suit. A super next year or something ridiculous. no, but like that this was a this was like all battleships, dude. So many fucking battleships. Like that's a lot of battleships. Nightmares, Typhoon fleet issues, Abaddons, Megathron navies, and everything in between. Like, that's a lot. And you said you reshipped.
Yes. Yeah, so we had reshipped, and we'd gone back out, and we were able to get a couple more kills, and that's, I think, when we got that Thunderchild kill. Yeah. Was right around that time. But we weren't able to do a whole lot against that Nightmare fleet. So I would say that in the end, it was really awesome. But unfortunately, you know, there's a group out there that is a little bit more set up to do these kind of events than us. And the thing was that they're smart about it. So, but there was a lot of kills that we got from them. It wasn't a complete loss. I mean, 39 ships killed, 18 billion ISK is not a small amount of money. 90% efficiency.
To them, I was happy when I saw that Snuff Thunderchild on the kill board. So that's all that mattered to me, I think. But I definitely want to participate next time. It's just, you know, life and things. Is there something else you want to go over?
No, I think that's pretty much all. There's a little bit of stuff going on in the war zone here. Fighting definitely getting really heavy in Fleet and Hadeeles right now. Fleet is actually been able to be brought down to 17%. So the offensive on Fleet has been slowed quite a bit, but Onasekin is being held pretty well, while Nisawa is also Onasekin's about to fall, I apologize. The Galente have a little bit of an advantage when we to running plexes there, but the Keldari do have that at 89.9%, so...
Close this so you can expand that.
Oh, yeah.
Or just expand our faces, that's fine, too.
So, yeah, the... Fighting is kind of concentrated a lot down in this area for me personally. There is a pirate event that's happening way up in the... You can't see this at all, but up here in the north over by Iha and behind Iha and OACX. But this line has kind of stayed the same, but they have made an incursion into the north here, which is doing pretty well. Anatoa has also been taken recently, but there's chaos going. Ooh, there's a battlefield going on in Tanalan right now. Yeah, so things are...
Red has a question. How much can decrease security status to 0.3 system in corruption? They can decrease security status of a system all the way to null.
Yes.
Like from a... So if it's high sec, it turns low sec. If it's low sec, it turns null. Yeah. So you can have bubbles in random fucking places.
Yes. Yeah, temporary.
Temporary?
Temporary. Yeah, it's temporary. Correct, yes.
How long is that, though?
It's only like a few... I mean, it depends on how long the pirates stretch out the invasion.
Got it.
But so it's been every, like, 5 days, give or take, you know?
Oh, wow, yeah, that's a lot, though. That's a good ganking.
I mean, it depends... Well, it also takes, like, time to get it to that level in those areas, so that can also mean that it's only... would be like that for, like, 2 days.
Yeah, I know, but if you know when it's going to be like that, it's a good time to gank.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They do give you that big warning now, so... awesome. Well, yeah, things are, you know, Warzone is kind of what it is, and we've been getting lots of good fights, lots of good kills. Content is up. We're going to get more. And yeah, I think that it's interesting how I don't feel like I'm not going to be super affected by this pirate thing until it comes to Yvangir.
That'll be fun if it does.
And then I'm excited to see what it's like doing these sites in Yvangir and being on our home ground and stuff like that, and having a thing of like, oh, this is
home field advantage is great, dude. I mean, yes. That's how I get all those ridiculous, stupid kills.
But yeah, so, you know, it's interesting to see what the future is going to be like for this pirate stuff, but I haven't been affected by it. You know, really.
Yeah, well, it's the only thing I think that I would say,
you know,
that I'm affected by it is I've actually had the people that it doesn't really affect anything because they're already like they were pirates, like, you know, -5, -10, crews that will roam through Yvangir that we both know are now like Garistas. So like it's not really a big difference because I could shoot them freely. They could shoot me freely before that. So,
right.
But I've seen them. I've seen them come through, you know.
Now they're just a little bit more shiny on the board, you know. You get LP.
Flashy,
and you get LP for killing
and
them.
LP. Yes, the LP is great.
So
the LP is great for... I don't know if I was mentioned on the last show, but I think it was I had killed a Nirvana... Kaldari Nirvana pod, high grade Nirvana pod, and apart from that being a ridiculous amount of ISK, like 4 point something, I got 50,000 LP for killing that pod.
Wow,
that's
nuts.
That was like what? That's like almost a battlefield. Anyways, you're probably gonna go back out.
Yeah, I think we'll probably go back out and have some fun here, but we'll take a little break. And thank you all for watching. You know, join Federation Frontline, check out the network, check out
Spectre
Fleet, and Declarations of War podcast. You know,
which we need to get on, by the way. Where the fuck is Alec with that? We should be on Declarations of War.
I don't know, I'm lazy,
bro.
Anyways, but yeah, we will see you all around, and for everybody that's still here, we will be jumping back over to looking for fun out in 0.0 in a little bit, or 0.0 in low sec.
You should go to zero.
No, I don't like zero. Anyways, peace out.
Good night, New Eden.